A definite addition to the list in latter years, some of life's peripheral rock musicians who seemed to end up here, well, frankly, because they couldn't slot in anywhere else. Kevin Ayres arrived here after doing the full trip, Saint-Tropez, Marrakesh, Tangiers, Ibiza. Nowadays, he lives down in a ramshackle farmhouse, a finca in the steamy base of the valley.
I came here, as I said, about 25 years ago. And I guess it just left a... I've been back since then. I spent about 6 months then, I think that period. Maybe longer. It's all a bit hazy, that epoch. I remember it as being a place that was full of creative people, lots of energy, lots of experimentation. It was just very exciting. I mean, when I first came here, I started doing everything, like painting and writing. I tried my hand at it because everybody else was doing it. It was just so alive. All doors were open. It was non-stop feasting. Anyway, it was all happening. It was just a great place to be. It was just quite unlike anywhere else I'd been. In the early days, when one was sort of... when I was full of ideas, it was an ideal place to come because you sort of arrived with input in you. You arrived loaded, as it were. And that was okay, because there were enough people here to stimulate what you had already to, you know, for something to come out. Now, I find it very difficult to be creative because it is too hidden away. It's too cut off. I mean, I like being cut off for a while.
But not forever?
No. I mean, you can see it for yourself. It's just, you know, you hear a church bell ringing and cockerels in the morning, and it's basically very quiet except when they're digging up this bloody road. I'm very disappointed in myself because I've seen a couple of generations of kids grow up here. I've seen them, you know, since they're into their early 20s and stuff. I mean, it's just not the same. People don't read books anymore. It's all videos and instant kind of gratification stuff. I mean, it's just a very, very different attitude now. I mean, the feeling that was here when I first came here is now gone, I think, forever.